business, inspiration, motivation. This is the Niger Youth Podcast. The Niger Youth Podcast with your host, Ifeoluwa Michael.
You are listening.
Thank you so very much for joining us today. I am so excited. This is the Niger Youth Podcast with Ifeoluwa Michael, and this is our very first episode. So very quickly, I will be sharing with us the layout of this podcast and what is about to come your way. A lot of stuffs are going to come your way, and I am so happy to share all of that with you. So we will be having this podcast in about four sections: the introduction, the quote of the day, the body, which is where we'll be sharing the topic, and book recommendation. So twice in a month, I'll be bringing in topics that will inspire us, topics that will lift our soul up. And every once in a month, we'll be interviewing top businessmen, people who are achievers in the country, people who are really doing very good for themselves, to get us to know how they started. All of them started from nothing and then they became something. That is an example that we can learn from. So very quickly, we'll go to the introduction. So this is a story of a man who about 2 years ago was trying to get answers to different questions about life. He knew that there has to be more to life apart from waking up in the morning, doing the 9-to-5 job, going on the normal day-to-day business without having a precise direction. He wanted to know what is his purpose in life. He wanted to know how he could make impact. And then at some point, this young man went to meet a friend who recommended a book. And this book changed his life forever. The book was written by Miles Monroe on leadership. He picked up this book, and then within 1 or 2 weeks, he had consumed 3 other books. He started listening to podcasts. He started going for seminars. He started walking up straight. He had role models. He started getting happier. He started wanting more for himself. This young man was me. About 2 years ago, I needed answers. I needed to find solution to many of the mystery in life.
This is the Niger Youth Podcast.
About a few weeks ago, I had this ghastly auto crash, which nearly claimed my life. I was going for a business meeting in Lagos, and then afterwards, leaving from Lagos Island to Ikeja, where I was meant to sleep. Along the way, I had this accident. My car was a total wreck. When I stepped out and I was fine, I said to myself, if I had died this way, what legacy would I have left behind? All of the beautiful dreams and the burning desires within me, how would I have said to God that I didn't communicate them to the world? At that moment, I knew that the Niger Youth Podcast had to come to life, that I needed to use this medium to get across to many people who want to start something, who have all of those beautiful things in them, but don't want to start for one reason or the other. By the way, this podcast is something I also once thought was impossible, and now the reality is here. And if this can happen for me, I believe it can happen for everyone. I picked up role models. I had people who I wanted to be like. I started looking at people like Barack Obama. I started reading his books. I started reading some of his legacies. I looked at people like Nelson Mandela. I started looking at some of the legacies which he left behind, some of the legacies which he had lived his life by. And I knew that there's something common about people who are achievers. They read. And when they read and acquire information, they don't shut up. They want to share it. They don't want to hold it to themselves alone, because they will benefit the world. And that is why I am here today, to tell you that not only can you be anything you want to be, but you can be more. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve because you are of God. So now to the quote of the day. The quote of the day is by a man called Nelson Mandela. He said, "There is no passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living." All right, okay. Let's say that again. There is no passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living. There is absolutely no fun in playing small. There is no passion. If you are created of God, and God is the creator of everything in the universe, then you must also be creators. You must actually be living your life to create something. You cannot afford to box yourself up somewhere and then say you are living life. If you want to live life, you must expand. You must take territories. You must try new things. You must go where you've not been before. That is what Nelson Mandela was saying. No passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living.
The Niger Youth Podcast will be right back. You're listening to the Niger Youth Podcast with Ifoluwa Michael. We're not done yet. Stay connected.
Welcome back, everyone. The topic for today is don't play small. Do not play small. There is absolutely no fun in playing small. Don't let the economy, don't let your friends, don't let the society, don't let the people around you lie to you that you should be small, that you cannot achieve all of those beautiful dreams you've gotten in you. With that being said, I would like to share a story of an eaglet. The eaglet which found himself among chickens. Some time ago, a farmer went to farm, going about his normal duties. And along the line, he found this baby eaglet, which was orphaned. He decided, okay, I'm going to take this eaglet to the farm, raise this eaglet with other chickens, and then this eaglet will grow as a chicken, will feed as a chicken, will live as a chicken. He took this eaglet to the farm, mixed this eaglet with other chickens. This eaglet learned how to feed on worms, learned how to feed like other chickens. They went past, and then a day came when this eaglet saw an eagle flying. He was so shocked and then said to the other chickens, "What's that creature flying above?" They said to him, "That is an eagle. We need to run." They ran into the shed. The eagle went past. Another day came, the same thing happened. Another day came, the same thing happened. This eaglet kept on living as a chicken, kept on growing up as a chicken. Then one day, a naturalist came to the farm to see the farmer, saw this eaglet and said to the farmer, "Why is this eaglet being mixed with other chickens?" Then the farmer said, "This eaglet is now a chicken." "Okay," he said to him, "give me a chance and I'll prove to you that this is an eaglet, or this is an eagle rather." So he took this eaglet on his shoulder to the top of the farm barn and said, "Oh, you eaglets, now you're an eagle. Fly like an eagle." The eaglet looked down, saw the other chickens and said, "No, I need to go meet my brothers and sisters." Went all the way down, and then the farmer said, "I told you, this is now a chicken." He said, "Okay." It came another day, he tried the same thing, it didn't work. He tried another day, it didn't work. Then he said to the farmer, "Give me just one chance, one more chance, and I'll prove to you that this is an eagle, not a chicken." On this occasion, he took the eaglet again to the top of the farm barn and then said, "Oh, ye eagle, now you should fly like an eagle." let the eaglet fly and then came down again. The farmer said, I told you this is a chicken. Until finally a day came, he said to the eaglet, look at that eagle flying up there. That is who you are. That is what you can do. That is what you're capable of doing. And on this occasion, he took the same eaglet to the top of the barn and then let the eagle fly. It flew away and never returned. He realized how much of an eagle he is. He realized that playing small all this while has not helped him. I don't know how many of you, for some reason, have seen yourself like an eaglet living among chickens. You are not a chicken. You are an eagle. You are meant to fly. You are meant to soar. You are meant to be above in the sky. You're not meant to be on the floor, on the ground. So I want you to realize how much potential you've gotten in yourself. I want you to realize that you can do everything you want to do, but firstly, you must realize who you are. You must first know who you are. It's the first step to soaring. If you don't know you are an eagle, you will keep living like a chicken. Until that self-realization, you cannot start making exploits. On subsequent episodes, I will be sharing with you how to realize yourself, how to have the self-realization for you to know your real image. You want to be an artist, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a musician, you want to draw, whatever form of artistry, whatever form of creativity you want to bring into the world, whatever you want to be, you can. You definitely can. Do not play small. It doesn't help anyone, it doesn't help you, and it is very, very crucial for the world at large.
This is the Niger Youth Podcast.
The book I'll be recommending today is a book by a man called James Altucher. The title is Choose Yourself, Be Happy, Make Millions, Live the Dream. It was forwarded by the CEO of Twitter. This book is really, really good. It will help you to be able to create a niche for yourself and even be happy, which is something that we all need. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this episode has touched you in any way, if you have enjoyed this episode, go right to the website www.thenigeryouth.com. Go share your story, inspire somebody, go comment, go read our blogs. Until next time, I remain your host, Ifeoluwa Michael.
Join us next time for words that will lift your soul on the Niger Youth Podcast.